Ross County 911.
Hi. I have a young lady at my house right now, and she just says her name is Jamie Kloss.
Okay, what's your address?
It's in Gordon, Wisconsin.
Okay, have you seen her photo, ma'am?
Yes, it is her. I 100% think it is her.
Okay.
100%.
Does it look like she's going to run?
No. She's sitting down. She's relaxing.
Okay, hang on just a second. What's your name?
Yep.
What's your name, ma'am?
Kristen Kaczynskis.
Kristen, how do you spell your last name?
K-A-S-I-N-S-K-A-S.
Okay, did she show up walking?
Yeah, a neighbor just walked up with her to our house and asked us to call 911.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Are you cold? Do you need a blanket or anything? Okay. Do you need anything to drink or water or anything? Have you watched the show, Lincoln? It's their favorite. This is my son, Lincoln. That's why we like Lincoln laugh. And that's Carly.
Kristen, I'm going to keep you on the line, okay?
Okay, yep, sounds good. I can barely hear this lady. I got him. You'll be ready to go.
Ready to go?
Like, no, but. If somebody comes to this house, you need your...
I do.
Kristen, is the neighbor that walked her up, is she still there?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
She's...
Can you ask the neighbor, did the female just walk up to her house, or how did she come across her?
Hold on one second. She wants to know where she came from, how you got her, et cetera. Okay. Hold on one second, I'm going to pass you over to
her.
Okay, hi, my name is Jeannie Nutter. We have a cabin up here in Gordon on Oakland.
Okay, ma'am.
And I was
walking,
yes?
Okay, can I just get your name?
Jeannie Nutter, N-U-T-T-E-R.
Okay, and do you have a cabin address?
I mean, I'm sorry, I'm so freaked out.
No, that's okay.
My address or not.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm not up here very often in the winter. I just happened to come up today.
Okay.
And I didn't want to bring her to my cabin because...
So how did she come up upon your cabin?
I was walking my dog, and we were almost home, and she was walking towards me crying, saying, "You got to help me, you got to help me."
Okay.
So I didn't want to go into my cabin because it's too close to...
And she said her name is Jamie Kloss?
Yep. And when I walked into this house, they recognized her immediately from posters.
Okay.
So I don't... Jamie, do you know when he's going to come back? She thought he was going to come back home at midnight.
Who's going to come back?
His name is Dave. Patterson. Jake Thomas Patterson, she says.
Okay, hang on.
And apparently his house is 2 doors down from our cabin. Oh, Henry, get off the couch. I'm sorry. You can just... Why don't you hang on to me, Jamie? It would be good for you to pat a dog.
If you can't get any other information as far as vehicles and if anyone else is with there, so we're not walking into something we don't know.
So we're kind of scared because he might come.
Yep.
So if the cops could get here soon, we would like...
I have many deputies headed that way. I'm going to keep you on the line.
Okay.
And she said, "I am Jamie Kloss."
Yes. She said, "He killed my parents. I want to go home. Help me."
And what was the male's name?
Jake Patterson.
And she said he killed her parents and she wants to go home?
She didn't know where she was. When I saw her, she was saying, "Where am I? Where am I?" And I said, "You're in Wisconsin."
And did she say, "He's gone right now"?
Yes.
Are they at a cabin?
Well, I think it's he lives there year-round.
And he's supposed to be back at midnight?
Yes.
Okay, hang on.
Are you okay? Okay.
Okay, let's hold on. We're putting up on the radio.
Jeannie, can I get your telephone number?
Yeah, I can get it on here, so you can just send all that data to my screen.
Do you want the phone number for here?
I have the phone number for there, but do you have a cell phone?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you okay? You're kind of tiny. That's a little ball here.
Okay, Jeannie, I'm going to place you on hold, okay? But don't hang up.
I won't.
Okay. Comm center.
I'm sorry. I know you're busy. Is the girl with the lady that's calling it in?
They're with both females, the female that lives there and then the neighbor that walks her up.
Okay, so nobody's at the suspect house then, right?
No.
Okay.
She's saying this Jake is gone.
And it's Jake Peterson.
Patterson.
Patterson.
Yep, it's in the calls too.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay.
I'm listening. Right.
Okay, perfect. Yep, bye.
Yep.
Jeannie, you there?
Yes.
Okay. I've got multiple deputies headed out there, so I just want you to stay on the line with me, okay?
Okay.
Does she seem like she's going to need medical attention at all?
I would think yes.
Okay.
I was a social worker for 30 years. Yes.
Okay, what do you think is her medical condition right now?
Well, I think shock and cold. And
okay.
Shock. A good thing happened here.
Yep, just try and speak very calm.
Okay.
And just if she feels, just don't try to push her too much.
No, we're not.
Okay, ma'am, just stay on the line with me.
I will.
Make sure they know you're not going. We don't know what we're going into.
Can you tell me how many people are in the house right now?
Okay, there are two adults. One's a teacher. You're a teacher, right? She's a teacher at Northwood School here in Gordon, and her husband is here, and there are two kids. There are two dogs, my dog and me.
Okay.
So there's three kids here.
Ma'am, my deputy, he just wants you to lock the doors.
Okay, they would like us to lock the doors and not open the door for anybody but them.
Yep. And don't let the dogs out or anything. Just everybody stay inside until I can get deputies there.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm just going to start paging out medical. I'm going to have them stage in the area because I don't want anybody to come up into the house.
Okay.
Until the deputies get there, but I want them in the area, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just one moment.
Two lines around, you don't have us in yet.
Henry.
Thank you. Uh-oh. What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit speakerphone while I was trying to take my coat off. I love this room. It's a good room for you to come.
Get that one. It's like Gordon ICO or something like that.
Is this a cell phone that you're on, Jeannie?
No, I'm
okay.
I'm on a landline phone here.
Okay, perfect. I just don't want it to die. I was going to have you plug it in. Hang on.
No,
just a
it won't die.
Okay.
Landlines never die. I know I barely get one bar. That's why we've been walking all over trying to find a place with a phone. I know, because when I first walked by, I didn't see your car. No, you don't get on the couch.
Oh.
It's going to be okay.
Jeannie?
Yes?
Did she state how far away the house or the cabin is that she was at?
When I found her, we were like...
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on just a second. Say where Jake is?
You don't know where Jake is, right? She has no idea where he is. She told me that when he leaves her, she doesn't know that he's gone. He turns the music up real loud. Sometimes he has people come over to watch her. People to come over. He's hides you under a bed. He has hidden her under a bed.
Put her in the car.
Does he live there alone? He's the only one that lives there.
Okay. Does she remember how far she was walking before she met you up with you?
Did you just leave your house, leave his house when you found me? She was like maybe 100 yards from my cabin.
Okay.
Okay. If you get hot, you take it off, but I just feel like you need that.
Does she seem comfortable right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have her wrapped up in a blanket.
Okay, perfect. Do we know what type of vehicle or if he works anywhere?
Does he work? He doesn't work. And I asked her what kind of car it was. It's a red. He used to be in the military. It's a red car.
I'm sorry, he used to be in the military?
There's a bunch of cars in his driveway. I mean, I've walked by that place. I can't tell you how many times this year.
Oh, you know where it is?
I know right where it is. I walk around the block. My husband walks around the block. Yeah, the plugged-in snowman.
Do you know what road it's on?
It's on Eau Claire Acres Road. It's on the same road I live on. So he lives two doors down from me.
Do you know Jake?
No. No, he's never really been. I mean, we only come up here. It's a cabin. So we only come up here periodically, but he's never been friendly or talked to me. And we've been here 4 years.
Okay, have you seen him, though?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know what he looks like.
From your place? Hang on a second. I'm going to go back here.
No,
so you're at 12146?
No, we're at, what's your address? 14102.
Yep, that's the one that I've got deputies coming to you guys right now. I'm asking where you live or your cabin.
I'm thinking mine is 14126. What's your address? 14102. Okay, so mine's 14126.
Okay. And from your, I'm sorry, Jeannie, from your cat.
This bastard, she said all the people that hang out at his house apparently do not know who she is.
Okay. From the house that you're at right now?
Yeah.
Where would that place be?
Okay, there's...
Let me pull up the map and I'm going to kind of walk it through with you here. Okay, so you're on Eau Claire Acres Circle.
Eau Claire Acres Circle. So, Kaczynskis. Yeah, I can't ever pronounce it, but I see it.
Yeah, so from where you're at.
Then there's a house next to them. Then there's my blue A-frame.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to pull up a better map. This one isn't very good. Okay. So where you're at, is there like a little, is it like a long driveway or like a U driveway?
Yeah, it's a U driveway here, right?
Like
yeah.
An in and out, okay. So if you were walking out of the driveway to go to that Jake's place, would you go
you
to the right?
Left.
Okay.
You would go left, and then you would walk past one house, then there would be our cabin, then there would be another house, a cabin, people are hardly ever there, then there's Jake's house.
Okay, is it right, like, on the corner on the left?
It's on a corner.
Okay. And that's a house.
There's many, many cars in the driveway. Is that plug-in snowman still there? There was, like, a big plug-in snowman at the end of the driveway. I just tell you, we've been coming here 4 years. I've never seen this space. Oh, okay.
And there's a plug-in, what did you say?
Like, a plug-in snowman at the driveway.
At the driveway?
Yeah, at Jake's driveway.
And multiple cars?
Yeah, multiple cars. And the driveway, I just walk by it because when I go on the walk with my dog, I walk the Eau Claire Acres Circle, and I just noticed he hadn't really plowed his driveway. It was just kind of swept at the end, so.
Okay.
I can hardly breathe, actually.
Yep. No, I understand.
Whoa, my dog just got on her lap.
Okay, FYI, I-22 is responding as well.
She doesn't have any shoes. She's wearing his tennis shoes. What size shoe do you wear? Do you know? Because I got lots of shoes up here, too.
And all the smells. I don't know.
No, I don't really think he's big till I see him next to other dogs.
Okay, and all the doors are locked?
Yes, all the doors are locked.
Okay, so I'm just going to let you know, when the deputies pull up, they're going to give me instructions on, you know, if somebody to come to the door, how they want to handle it.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay, what is your first name? I feel Peter's parents might be coming here in the middle
No. He needs to call them right now and tell them, do not go.
Not to come? Okay, they need to not call. Okay, he's going to try to get a hold of
you. Yeah, they need to not. I can't have anybody showing up at that house right now.
We have such crappy cell service here.
Nope, I understand.
So he's going to try to call
yep.
them and tell them not to come.
Absolutely, he needs to, yeah.
29 to 22.
And if they show up before the deputies, you guys need to tell him to leave right away.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And what was his name, Peter?
Peter.
I know what you mean about the trying to drive, but since you're ahead of me, I just wanted to let you know probably something we want to cut down for a bit out so we don't tip someone off. Copy that.
Did he get a hold of his parents?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. They're not far down the road, okay?
Okay. There'll be a dog barking, so
Is there any way, can you ask the homeowners to maybe put, I need the dogs to be put in like a shut room?
Okay.
Because there's going to be a lot of deputies coming in.
Okay.
Or if it's small enough that you can hold it.
He'll be fine. Okay. Okay. Okay, you guys stay in here, honey. I'm sorry.
It's just there's going to be a lot of commotion, and sometimes dogs react differently. Okay, perfect.
And my dog still might bark because he's never been in here before. Are they close? We're nervous.
They're close. They're hang on a second. They're on Y right now.
Oh, good. Okay.
They're
on Y. Okay. And I went for a walk at the right time.
Yes, you did.
You guys were home, thank God.
And is this the address? Can they view it from the suspect's address?
Can you see the suspect's house from where you're at?
No. Because the road kind of curves. The road curves. So Peter's house is close to Y.
Okay.
And then it's just too curvy. We can't. And it's very woody here. They'll see that when they get here.
Okay.
I can't see his house from our cabin.
Okay. Because I'm not sure what they're going to do if they're, a couple of them are going to come to where you're at and then a couple of them go to the suspect house. I'm not exactly, they haven't told me what they're going to do yet, so we're just kind of waiting here.
Okay.
I didn't cough, you're loud.
Your hands are cold.
Okay, I'll stop here and we can talk for a minute. Yeah. 18 to 29.
Okay?
I'm behind you then too.
Don't think I don't want you to be scared.
Great, thanks.
What was she saying to you?
I was just asking her if she was afraid, and she said no.
She did? Okay, good.
I told her it was not.
Well, you guys are doing a good job of keeping her comfortable.
And you're doing a good job of keeping us calm.
Well, that's why we're here.
You're kind of shaking.
I know you've done a lot. Can you try to get a suspect vehicle description in case we see them?
Yep. Jake, and you said the car that Jake drives, did she tell you it's a red
car? Right? Is that what you said? Do you know what kind of car? She has no idea. But it's red. But there's like, I don't know, maybe 8 cars in his driveway.
Thank you.
Okay.
Does he have a dog? Okay. Oh, wait. Scratching your door.
Don't worry about the door.
I care. He's never done that before. Don't scratch the door. Get in here. Just be calm. You're fine. You're going to be fine.
Are you guys all in, like, the living room, or where are you guys at in the house right now?
Well, I was just making sure my dog was not scratching their door, so
okay.
We're all in the living room. When they drive in the circle driveway, they'll see a porch, a white porch with a Christmas tree.
Okay.
And the blue car is parked by the garage, and then the door is on the side of the house.
Okay.
Do you want Peter to be outside?
No, everybody needs to stay inside. I know he wants to help, but they're just kind of figuring out who's going to go where right now.
Okay. And saying that he's going to be home at midnight is not a for sure thing.
Okay.
He doesn't know where he went or what he does.
Right.
I'll buy you a new door. He's never done that in his life. I don't want him to start. I see lights. Good, maybe somebody's here. Okay, somebody's here.
Okay, wait a minute.
It's a police officer, though.
You can see?
Yep. No, he's got to stay here. How are we to let them in? We need to let them in, right?
Hang on, I'm just asking him right now. Okay, was there a deputy that knocked on the door, or you just saw him in the driveway?
They're in the house. The cops are in the house.
Oh, they're in there with you?
Yes, they just came in.
Okay, Jeannie, perfect. Then I can let you go as long as the deputies are with you guys.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Good job.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.